Well, thank you, Mel, and thank you, everyone, for joining us for our weekly prayer meeting. So if all hearts and minds are clear, let's go before the Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you today, God. We come to you, Lord, to give your name honor, praise, and glory. Father, so many of us, Father, are going through such a tough time, God. Our bodies are doing things that they have never done before, God. And we come to you, Father, asking for healing and deliverance of this condition. Father, we know that this is a burden that we have to bear, God, that we just ask that you would allow us to just get through it with grace and with your mercy. I know I have seen so many dark places since having this condition, God, and I just pray, Father, that you would just continue to lead us through the valley, because so many of us are afraid and we are just unsure what is happening and we don't know why this is happening. But I thank you, God, for the opportunity to find this website, and I thank you for Mel. I thank you for everything that he is doing in the lives of this community. I thank you, Father, for every person who posts information, God. I thank you for the supplements that we're able to take that is healing our bodies, God. We just thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. And during this time of Thanksgiving, we just thank you for our families, the ones that are there that are supporting us, who even though they may not understand what we're going through, they are by our side. And Lord, we just thank you for just providing for us. We know oftentimes when we first get sick, it's hard to work. We thank you for allowing us to still be able to have finances in our home. We just thank you for always meeting our needs. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we give you honor, praise, and glory. There's not enough words in the English language to describe how grateful we are for all that you do, even in the midst of our trouble. You never guaranteed that this life would not be full of struggle. You never told us that it would just be an easy walk in the park. But you told us that you would be there with us, and you have, God. Your hand has been upon me my whole life. And even during this time right now, your hand is there. So, Lord, I just pray that we would remember you when we feel depressed, when those moments when we see something weird or we feel something weird. I just pray that we would just call out to you and cast our cares upon you, because that's what you tell us to do, and to remind us that you have a purpose for our life, even if we don't know what it is right now, that we would just trust in you and that we would just follow you wherever you take us. So, God, we love you. Again, we thank you for Mel. We pray, God, that Mel would just rest right now in this season. We pray that if there's anything going on in his body, that he would just be restored. God, we pray that he would not get weary in well-doing. We just thank you for his tenacity and how he is able to just keep going in the midst of everything that comes his way. We thank you for John. We thank you for his brilliant mind that helps create the supplements that we take. We pray, God, that you would continue to grow and prosper his business. And we pray for every person on this call right now. I pray for restoration of family, restoration of health. I pray, God, that you would just restore everything that looks like was taken from us. But we know, God, that everything works to the good of those that love you. And we love you, and we proclaim you to be our Lord today. So, God, I thank you. I love you. I thank you for the opportunity to have this prayer call every week. I definitely do not take it lightly. I pray, God, that you would continue to bring us together. And I pray, God, that we will continue to just follow you and trust in you, even when it's scary, even when it's hard, even when we are afraid, to trust in you. And not look at our circumstances, but keep our eyes on you and everything that happens. So, Lord, we love you. We thank you. We give your name honor, praise, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to unmute everyone now. and ask you not to talk until I call your area code, and I will allow each person, if they have any questions for myself, for Peter, for John B., Daisy, to feel free to ask. So we're going to start with area code 310. 310, who is that?
That's me, Elodia.
I thought it might be you.
Yeah.
Welcome, and how are we doing this week?
Oh, it's just I'm swollen from my feet and my hands. A lot of burning and pain on my hands and my feet.
So you're going through another phase of your Herxin.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for anyone today?
Do I have what?
Any questions for anyone today?
Well, just basically, I don't know what to do for. I'd like to know if there's anything I can do for that swollenness on my feet and my hands. It's like a lot of toxins are trapped on my feet and hands. I know you guys told me that it's part of the healing process, but is there anything to pull them out of the skin?
Well, have you soaked them in MMS and water, like in a tub?
Oh, no, I haven't done that. I did the Epsom salt, and it helps a little bit, but they keep
okay, so
out.
What I suggest you do, Elodia, is I suggest you fill up your bathtub halfway and soak your feet in and see if you get relief that way, about 20 minutes. And if that works, then I'd stick my arms in. Now, how many drops are you at, Elodia?
I am taking 16 drops.
16 drops. Okay, well, it sounds like you're ready for an MMS bath to me. So I'm suggesting now you take a full MMS bath. I don't think you're going to have an adverse reaction to it when you're up to 16 drops, and I certainly think it's going to oxidate all those areas and possibly make it easier for the Herxin to exit the system without causing such an inflammation.
Okay.
Peter, anything to add?
No, I agree with everything you said. There are some things that modulate inflammation. Unfortunately, many of us can't afford them, but one food is ginger. So ginger is an anti-inflammatory food. And black cumin seed oil, Olivia, you can find it at a health food store. Black cumin seed oil comes to us from Amber. Amber has found relief from from inflammation, as have I taken that. Black cumin seed oil. It's an inflammation modulator. I don't know, John, anything internally else that I'm missing? I struggle a lot with inflammation myself. So I don't know, John?
No, I think y'all pretty much covered it.
All right. Elodia, do you have any other questions?
Oh, no, that's it.
Okay, next
thank
we're
you
going
much.
To, you're welcome, and you'll let us know how how it's working and if it helps, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you, Mel.
Amber is a wonderful source of new concepts here, so if she got it, Peter got it, and they both like it, that has merit to me.
Okay.
All right, area code 570, 570. Who's that?
It's Julie. Hi, Mel. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Julie. How you doing?
Hi, Julie.
Hi. How are you?
Okay. Do you have any questions today?
Today, I believe I will refrain from questions today and just listen to everyone else's questions.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know you're welcome. And we're glad that you joined us today.
There's a lot of complexities. Maybe one little question, Mel. I did finally see the biological holistic dentist person because of the two teeth that have opened, and I found out a lot of information just from the blood work and the hair testing. But I have two abscesses which have to be dealt with. In the meantime, because there's a lot of financial decisions attached to it. The MMS that you use for the mouth with the infection, is it plain MMS or is it activated MMS?
It, No, you don't have to activate it when you use it as a gargle to fight infection or brush your teeth. Your gums provide the acid that's necessary to activate it.
I see. Okay, because that's...
So if you didn't get relief and you were activating it, try it again without activating it.
Yeah, because in the meantime, until I make this major decision...
Oh, no, no, you got to gargle if you want to try to keep this infection down. I told you, when I impacted my tooth from the car accident when I tried not to hit the deer, okay, they gave me every kind of painkiller, everything you could think of. I couldn't get it going. But when I started gargling with the MMS, because I knew I brushed my teeth, I knew all the things I've done with it,
mm-hmm.
in like a day and a half, the infection went down so much that the pain was gone.
Okay.
And I had it removed like a few days later.
Okay.
So you give it a try. I'm sure it'll help.
It will help, yes. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Anything else, young lady?
Not today. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome. All right. 281, 281. Who's that again?
Yeah, this is Nan.
Oh, do you have any questions today?
Yeah, a little bit more on the teeth. I've been doing pretty well, and then just suddenly last night I woke up with a lot of pain in my mouth, and there was a lot of bleeding. And today I put frankincense oil on it, but I'll try the MS. How many times during the day should I gargle with it?
Okay, well, I was gargling 3 or 4 times a day. Like, like a fairly large juice glass, not a tall glass, one of those like maybe a tumbler. Okay, and I would put, 7-10 drops and just fill it with water and gargle and squish it around so I got it in between my teeth and stuff. I've been gargling using MMS on a toothbrush, electric and a regular, and putting it in a water pick for 9 years. And my dentist, when I go to see her to get my bi-yearly cleanings, she asked me to bring it in because I'm at 70, but my teeth and gums have improved from 60 to 70, and she finds that amazing. So this is a wonderful thing to help with all kinds of problems with your teeth, your gums, infection, swelling, and pain in the mouth.
Yeah, I've never really had any issues with my teeth, so it kind of surprised me. And also,
this disease is full of nasty little surprises.
Yes, and I'm
Yes. Thinking
because I have a fungi overload a little bit too. I'm sure my mouth probably needs to be rinsed more often. I may start brushing, 4 times a day rather than just 2 until I have that. Down a little bit or more controlled. It's almost there. And you mentioned gum. It also helps gums, too, because I've noticed last night I have receding gums as well.
Right. You'll find that after a while that your numbers will get better again like mine did, which was the one thing that made my dentist nuts, because if I don't eat candy or sweets, you don't get cavities. But how do your gums get better or grow and get healthier and don't bleed when you have your teeth clean when you go from one age to another was what amazes her.
Okay.
So
I'll do the MMS. And then if I do have continued pain issues, then I may have to go to the dentist. Is there anything I should worry about regarding the normal protocol for dentistry is, you get the x-ray, you get the Novocaine, and then you get the filling. Is there any advice of what direction I should go to be a little healthier or wiser?
Well, I would always refer that kind of question to John.
Well,
I mean, I've been Googling a little bit, but if you guys know something, it's helpful.
Well, I've only had the one
experience.
I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it kind of depends on who you listen to. Of course, the dentists are going to tell you that the amalgam fillings are perfectly safe because the heavy metals that are used are bound and are inactive in the body. But I don't know. I mean, my experience in talking to people over the last quarter century that have mercury toxicity from their amalgams kind of leads me to look at that a little bit differently. But then, you know, the alternative are these I'm not so sure that their alternatives are that much better, because the materials that they use, the synthetics, are, you know, most likely just as reactive, if not more so, in the body. So it's a difficult question. I just urge you to do your research on it, talk to your dentist about what your options are, and just pray about what's going to be the right direction to go for you. Because, like I say, I mean, you got people on both ends of the spectrum with that, you know, that actually I have respect for, that are arguing different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, I'm glad you told me that, because I wasn't seeing a definite answer today in my research. So there might not be a definite answer yet. They still haven't gotten there, maybe. Maybe we still have toxic issues in the dentistry area. So they maybe working on other things first. Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Frankincense has gotten rid of the pain, and I'll do the MMS. And I did want to mention to the lady that had swelling, I just kept my feet elevated. Sometimes when you're over fatigued from all this, you just need to elevate. I mean, that seems so obvious, but we're kind of overwhelmed. And so elevation and just sometimes ice on your feet removes. I had a lot of swelling where I couldn't wear my shoes. And so I just put ice on my feet and kept them up as much as I could. And as the detox was getting over the feet, I have great ankles now, so no problems. So it will pass.
That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good advice.
I have better ankles I had now than when before I got sick, so that's good.
If you say so,
yay!
Listen, lady, you're becoming your own little almanac there of information. Much, much appreciated. And I look forward to you picking up some of the slack and answering some of the new questions while I'm gone. Sorry.
Okay. I'll give you a try.
All righty. All right. Anything else
Thank
you'd like to ask us?
Oh, no, that's good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Don't be silly. All right. Daisy, do you have anything that you'd like to say?
No, I don't have any questions. I have my aunt joining us tonight. And, Auntie, do you have any questions?
I wanted to know, like, for the toxin, like, what does it do? Like, I have a friend that has, like, sores coming on her body, and she don't know, like, where it's coming from. She went to the dermatologist. They done did, like, several tests on her. They done cut her skin, and they still coming back with nothing.
Well, that's not unusual, unfortunately, still in today's day and age. I know this is going to be very tough, but if you have... Daisy, send me the information on how to contact this person. I will do so. I will do so while I'm on vacation. I will talk to this lady because she's new, and hopefully I can help her.
Okay, I sure will. So would I just go to your link and send you her email and her telephone number?
Yes, ma'am, her name. Okay, and if you'd like, send me your name, and I'll try to keep you updated. You
okay,
may be necessary
you.
To help your friend.
Yes, thank you. And I wanted to know, like me, for myself, Daisy was telling me about the, I wanted, like, detox my own body, but I had surgery like 2 years ago and got my thyroid gland taken out. And my concern with like detoxing my body is like with my electrolytes and stuff like that, because I had calcium deficiency in my body. My calcium was higher than what it was supposed to be for my thyroid gland. So I got it taken out, but I go to the doctor. Like, I'm not like, you know, some people that had a surgery, they be on medicine for the rest of their life. I take no medicine. Only medicine that I take is like a blood pressure pill, and that's like a 10 milligram of a load of pills.
Okay, well, whenever it comes to questions that have to do with the thyroid, I mean, we have to go to the horse or the source. And John B. is probably the number one source when it comes to thyroid in this country. So, John, I'm going to let you handle this question.
Well, that's really sweet.
Can you speak up a little bit, please, John?
Yeah, I was just saying that's really sweet of him to say that. But I'm not even a doctor, much less a specialist in thyroid metabolism. But
wait a minute, John. We don't have doctors here. We only have answers.
I would like to first ask you, what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Gina.
Gina? I just
yeah.
want to tell you. I just want to tell you what a blessing, a wonderful blessing your niece is. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's a whole hilarious blessing to me. Every time I see her. Yeah. Every time I see her, I enjoy every moment I get with her. If it's on the phone or if I see her, she's really a blessing.
Yeah. Well, we all love her to death, and we're definitely thankful for her. She's a faithful servant and a very powerful warrior for the Lord.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us. This is really a treat. This is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
So
it really is. I learned some things just by listening tonight to, you know, some of the people that spoke. Yeah. But I just wanted to know, like, for me to take the supplements and the vitamins, I just
want
to, like, detox my body, you know.
Yeah. Well, the supplements that Daisy is taking, most of those have to do with clearing your detoxification pathways in your body and so forth. And they elected to remove your thyroid, so I'm kind of surprised they don't have you taking something.
I don't take nothing. I go to the doctor I go next month, I mean, the 1st of January for my, like, year. I was on, like, 6 months, but now I go, like, yearly to check, like, they do the blood work, they check my electrolytes, make sure my electrolytes and everything is good. And I'm a 49-year-old female, and only thing I take is the, like I said, the blood pressure pills, and I just wanted to, like, know, like, should I ask my doctor, because there's, like, certain things I know I can't take because of that problem with me getting my glands removed. So I just, you know, wanted to know, like, how would that work, like, for me?
Well,
if
the products in the Mel's protocol, most of those are the basic part of the protocol, what we call the Burksteiner-Wells protocol, those would all be very beneficial for you. I would definitely show those to your doctor because that's what the basic protocol is all about, is clearing your detox pathways, supporting your internal organ function, and just kind of restoring the body's metabolic pathways, restoring your digestion, the efficiency of the way the body can absorb and assimilate nutrients and get them into the right places, you know, into the cell, and just restoring cellular energy potential. So that's what all these products are for. Now, there's some in here in our protocol that are, like in the extension kit, that are more offensive tools that are designed to reduce inflammation and infection in the body. Some of those you might not really need, but the basic protocol products would all really be helpful for you.
Okay.
I've got an idea. Daisy.
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. You know when we get our vitamins each month, usually they comes with, one of the logos pamphlets that has all the vitamins and what's in them and all that good stuff?
Right.
Okay, you could give her one of those, and she could take that to the doctor, and he would be able to see everything that would be in the product, and that would make it easier for her.
Okay, I can do that. Not a problem.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I don't have no more questions, and thank you guys for letting me share your prayer line with y'all tonight.
Oh, well, you're
we're
very
so
welcome.
So happy you're here.
That's right. John, is that a good take on a way to show the doctor?
Sure. And if anything I can do to be of service, I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have or your doctor.
Okay,
yes,
thank you very much.
John's contact information from Daisy.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, no, you're so welcome. No idea. Daisy is a special lady.
Yes, she is.
All righty. I know Vanessa's been sitting there and been quiet as a mouse. Vanessa's new and has already posted on the website a couple of times. So take it away, Vanessa. Who would you like to ask questions of?
Well, I have a few questions. And whoever can answer them can, just speak up. Firstly, I'm paranoid. I want to know when these fibers come out, do they come out alive or are they dead? I mean, if they come out alive, how do I kill them instantly?
I wouldn't worry about that. Just the good news is you want them coming out. That's the only thing that's important. We have saying on the website, better out than in. But I am sure that my adopted brother, Peter, will probably have something to add to that question. Peter, come in.
Well, hello. Thank you, Mel,
hi,
for that kind greeting. Hi, Vanessa, and welcome. Hi, everyone else
hi,
here,
Peter.
And welcome. First of all, give thanks to Brother Mel for putting this together, and I gotta let everyone know, Mel's idea of a vacation is just telling us he's on one. But he actually will be dutifully working, just leading us to believe he's off playing. So that having been said, I would want to encourage those of you first and foremost. Nan, what a blessing. Mary, what a blessing. Amber, Nicole, of course myself, John. Any of you that can step up and make responses like you have done so wonderfully, it makes such a difference for our leader and the man that makes this all happen. God bless him tremendously. We owe him, many of us like myself, owe him our lives. So it's a measure that goes beyond, simple words. So anybody that can step up would allow him, of course, to actually vacate a little bit rather than just lead us to believe he's on one. And I would extend an invitation for everyone to do that. So welcome, everybody. You have found the one place where God is bringing forth healing to this insidious disease. Many questions are coming. The doctors, I'd just like to say a couple things, and then I'll address the fiber issue. Doctors, in my opinion, I hope John would agree with this, are very, very necessary and very important and very good in the short term for acute disease, a trip to the emergency room, for example, for heart attack or stroke, and very necessary and useful. However, I think most of us agree that in the long term with chronic disease, they pretty much miss the boat. And I don't think it's their fault so much as the training they receive. So when we look at someone like John as being expert to address thyroid questions and things, I have to remind everybody again, his father was healing people of hep C, something that I have through products like the liver support and particularly the thymic support that he developed. There's over 30 years of work into what doctors don't get, which is they know everything about disease and very little about health. So people like John and myself and Amber and Mel, who birthed it all with the notion of focusing on the cure, is what we're all about here. And so, you know, the doctors are very good, I'll say it again, in the short term, but for chronic disease, I think you're better suited in learning to become your own physician and learning about physiology on your own from all the tools that Mel's website and the links to John's articles provide. I've said it many times, that's the key. You got to take your own health back with this disease. The fibers, so everybody step up for Mel. And Mel, you're not fooling any of us, but I'm going to be calling to make sure you're out there playing instead of working. the other thing I'd like to say briefly is give thanks to Daisy. What a beautiful spirit she is, and what a ministry she has for our Heavenly Father. Daisy, you are, I don't want to get emotional, but you are indeed a blessing to us all. This prayer intercessory team has taken different directions in the course of the last 6 months, but they've all been useful to both God and this community. So I bless you. I ask that he do that every day, and I ask that you continue in your efforts here and know that the Father sees and we appreciate. So God bless you, Daisy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome. The last thing I would like to say about the fibers then is, you know, Mel told me early on that as your body cleans up, your environment will clean up. And that led me to the understanding with this disease is so hard early on is that everything that's loading in our environment, everything that's loading in our clothes, everything that's coming, it's all coming from our body. And it increases as we begin to detoxify our body from all these toxins. Those of us that have had a history with using medical care have taken drugs, prescription drugs, which suppress symptoms. And I think with Morgellons, we work back through those symptoms, and the body revisits them and brings them forth and then lets them run their course, and then we're done with them. We're actually healed of them rather than having them suppressed. That's my opinion only, but it's born true for me. So the fibers that are coming out, dead or alive, I believe that this disease at its core is, you know, some form of bacteria, fungal, mycoplasma combination, and what's coming out is something that's grown from a microbe into a fiber because of the properties of fungus and things that are actually made of fiber. So to put your mind at ease, what's coming out is neither alive nor dead. It's basically a keratin collagen, the same thing that your skin is made out of. The disease has a tendency to overtake the pores, so it's going to come up through the pores. And, you know, I would just try to keep your skin clean, try to vacuum regularly, like Mel teaches us with the environment, and then as you get it out of your body, you'll go through phases. The fungal hair phase, which is what those are, will diminish. I have not had them in over 3 years, but I went through a phase where they were everywhere on my body coming out regularly. So vacuum, try to keep your skin clean with enzymes or MMS spray or oils. Essential oils are real important, like eucalyptus oil and you know, different type tea tree, different oils on the skin to diminish that. Okay. But, try to look at them as just something that's going to come out as part of your detox. Vacuum them up regularly as much as energy will acquire, and try not to give too much concern to them. That would be my suggestion. So I appreciate the time, Mel, here, and an opportunity to speak a little bit. Great questions, great people here. I haven't been active myself because of the wonderful properties of the immune pulse, which has force deeper pockets of biofilm out for me, but I've come off of a 5-week Kirkheimer feeling just better yet, so it proves true once again. Every symptoms are part of healing, and symptoms are part of detoxifying, getting bad stuff out of our body. And it's going to be a little bit prolonged because I think many of us, as we're older, have a great deal of toxicity and a great deal of these pockets of biofilm and fungal sludge and things in our body, and so they're coming out as fungal hairs initially, but that will pass, and You'll feel better when it does. So anyway, thanks, Mel.
Thank you very much, Peter. Thank you.
I love
wow.
you, brother. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter.
Okay, what else?
I was actually just worried about my kids. I mean, that's where the question stemmed from, because my youngest is just 3 years old. I mean, she's going to be 4 in April. Would she get infected because she's around me 24/7?
Well, the common denominator, Vanessa, amongst everyone who gets our disease is that something happened that created a dysfunction in their immune system. Your immune system collapses and you become an immediate candidate. Fortunately, disease is in the air. It's in many foods. And if you're not on city water, it could even be in the well water. So the likelihood of her getting it because of you is probably 1 in 4 maybe. What you can do to sort of prevent it as best as possible. First, I think I told you this. You need to listen to the conference call on Children and More Gallons. And you need to go in the forum and you need to find the thread called Children and More Gallons and scroll way down to the bottom and read from the beginning to today. Because it will put your mind at ease that every child that's ever come here ill has gotten better. Now, a lot of times it takes a longer time for the parents to get better. And there are some things that you can do as a preventative. I would go ahead and order colostrum for the child when I placed my first order, as you are probably about to do. And I would give my child colostrum for about a month and then stop, and I'd wait and see how she's doing. And if then you think you need a little more assistance, you'll contact myself and or John and we'll assist you. But if you listen to the conference call and you read that thread, its entirety, all the anxiety about the child getting sick will probably dissipate, which will take pressure off of you, which is very important when you're fighting on disease.
Okay. I'm going to try not to panic. It's just so hard.
No. I was there, girl. I know how it is.
I know.
I told you on the phone, you've got to be brave. That's going to be one of the criterias.
Yeah. Okay, before, I have a few more, but, you know, I have a few for John, and I was wondering, instead of asking John right now, can I call you tomorrow, John, and ask you those questions? Hello? Hello?
John? Hello? Are you there, John? Well, are you still there, Vanessa?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I imagine that there's some form of distraction with John, and I will talk to him later, and I will give him your contact information, and we'll make sure that you get those questions answered.
Okay. When I did go to his site, there's a 1-800 number to call.
No, that's not going to be the number he's going to call you from.
Okay.
So let me forward your information to him when I talk to him later or in the morning and tell him you need to speak with him, and I'm sure he'll get in touch with you within a day or two, as I always do.
Okay. I was wondering about infrared or just plain dry saunas. Are they good or are they bad?
Okay, I think at the very beginning, if you go into a sauna and the herx is too great because of it, it might scare you out of the program. Now, later on, we found that the people who take the infrared have an easier time of exfoliating the disease. So later, yes. At the very beginning, no, because enough is going to happen to make you frightened. We don't need to exasperate the situation. Remember, slow and steady is one of the mantras. You can never beat this disease by rushing. You'll only wind up staying here longer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Any more questions?
Yeah. You know, I eat a lot of lentils. Are they acidic, or is it okay to have
you
lentils?
Whoa. You eat a lot of what?
Lentils.
Lentils. Well, I never ate a lentil, so I'm not sure that I'm the right one to answer that question. But we have an articles and diet section. And the articles explain so many of the reasons that we suggest you do certain things. Also, you could put that into your cursor on the worldwide net. You know, are lentils acidy or alkaline? And you'll get an answer.
Okay.
But I suggest that when you get done with Children and Morgellons, that you really take a good, hard look at articles and diet. It's not going to scare you, but it's going to give you information that explains why we think you need to do the things dietarily that we're suggesting.
Okay.
All right, Vanessa. I'm going to be talking to you while I'm on vacation, so no worries. I'm going to go ahead and move along. This is the highest attended prayer meeting ever. And I saw that someone joined us late, and I want to give them an opportunity if they have any questions. So if you're good for now, I'll be talking to you during the week. All right,
yeah,
and I'll confirm with
I'm
you.
Good.
I got a hold of John, and he's got your information.
Thank you so much, Mel.
Oh, no, no, you're very, very welcome. And you're welcome here, and you're welcome in the community. And remember, there's a lot of people just like you in the same. I had many, many, 50 new people this week, I guess. I don't know, maybe only 45. But, you know, you're not alone. And there are always people here if you need to talk that will talk with you. And you can ask questions on the website, even if you think they're silly. And if they're silly, we'll tell you they're silly, and this is where you find the answer.
Okay. Thank you,
all right.
Peter, and thanks, everyone.
God bless, Vanessa. All righty. Area code 714. I see you jumped in here a little late. Is there anything you'd like to say hello or any questions? Who is this?
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. How you doing?
Good. I actually have time to have my kids with someone else, so I have time to call in. I have a question regarding my rashes and hives. I actually started having them before I started the protocol, like a week or two, but I was actually taking some probiotics and MSM, and I wasn't sure if that was causing me the allergic reaction or if it's part of the M. Morgellon symptom.
Okay, well, say,
or
when you're taking probiotics and MSM before you started the protocol, you started already to start on working on rebuilding your body a little bit. So the minute that happens, whatever's going on inside is going to now start to show itself. You start on the protocol and everything gets worse, well, that's good. Because, you see, if you don't get sicker on my protocol, you're probably not going to get better. You must get sicker first is kind of the rule of thumb.
But then I'm breaking out every day, and like I said, I was taking Benadryl just because I have to go to work.
I don't know about Benadryl. I never took it. I probably never will. Hey, Peter, do you have anything to say about Benadryl?
First of all, let me welcome this young lady. What is your first name again?
Kelly.
Hi, Joy. Benadryl, there's been some research done on it in terms of suppressing symptoms that are related to Lyme. I'm not a favor of anything outside of Mel's protocol because of the guiding principle that he taught me not to mix protocols, which I believe firmly in. As far as your skin issues, Joy, the skin is actually an excretory organ. So for some reason, your metabolism with Morgellons has been altered at a fundamental level. So now your skin is going to start functioning because of what your body's trying to get rid of in the infection that you have. It's going to act the same way that your bladder and your bowels would to get rid of toxicity. What's growing inside of you, unfortunately, is infection. It's nothing mysterious or scary. It's something, however, that's probably been going on in your body for some time, and your body has just reached a level where it can't tolerate it anymore, and immune suppression has set in. So you have to basically treat internally and roll with the external symptoms, understanding that your body is pushing poisons out through your skin. So that's why Mel used the term a disease of exfoliation. We have to constantly be keeping debris from our skin that's coming out without irritating the skin, and that's the fine balance that we have to each of us individually come to terms with. Are we going to use oils? Are we going to use enzymes of clean green? Are we going to use what Mel, what works so far well for Mel, which is MMS spray activate? Are we going to we got to take magnesium sulfate, which is Epsom salt baths. How are we going to treat all this? Well, it starts with understanding that what Mel said, your symptoms are going to be there. They're going to arrive in cycles. They're going to do things that are going to seem very odd and peculiar to you. The thing to understand is your body is just pushing out foreign particulate matter to die off from the fact that you're getting well. So it has to happen. And you have to learn to settle into it, be patient with it, see that it comes in cycles. Each cycle that it happens, you're going to be stronger, your infection load is going to be lower, and you're going to feel better after it's run its course. Early on, like where you're at, Joy, they're going to happen quickly, maybe once every 24 hours, maybe twice every 24 hours. As you get well, they'll happen every 3 days. Your skin will start pushing out, or you'll get a patch of pimpling. It'll start with redness and inflammation, which is your body's immune response, and it'll graduate to pimples, and then for those of us like myself who were really infected, lesions, which I healed in 90 days of health protocol, and been working for 3.5 years to completely eradicate the disease on the world except for one. So try to understand that the symptoms have to come. You have to learn to accept them and to rejoice through them, as God would tell us, as part of a purification process. And then it's going to teach you how to rid your body of all this toxicity that's accumulated over the years, and you're going to feel so much better as you go through your detox. I hope that helps, and it's not easy. I've been there myself, as have Mel, but we're back, and you will be too if you're willing to stay patient and go slow and steady like Mel tells you. And you're in our prayers, and we're here for you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
This is Mel.
Go ahead.
I had a lot of that. Two things I used were coconut oil. You just buy a jar for the kitchen and a jar for the bathroom, and you put it on all the time when you're breaking out. I mixed it. I didn't always use coconut oil. I used a tea tree antiseptic cream. It's called Derma E. I got it at the health food store, and tea tree kind of clears up any kind of breakout, and that might help a little bit, but you have to see how you react. So maybe start with just the coconut oil for a week, see if it's helping or not helping, and then you might want to get off of that and maybe try the tea tree and see which one works. Are you getting better or is it getting worse?
I've used both, and I used the fractionated coconut oil we're talking about, not the cooking oil, right? Not the one that you use for cooking.
No, the cooking oil, the actual stuff you get at the grocery store to cook, actual coconut oil.
Okay. Because I have the one with the body.
As natural as you can go if it's beneficial. People are pro and con. I used mineral oil. Some people are not against that because it's not natural. But mineral oil and tea tree oil help me. But I have super dry skin. So it wasn't greasy for me. My skin just sopped it up, and then the breakouts left because of the tea tree, I'm sure. But it might be too greasy for other people, or they want to go natural. So you just have to kind of go on the web and do skin, or I think Monica used different stuff on her thread. You might want to read hers, and you just have to keep trying. But the tea tree seemed to help me the most. You just have to find the lotion with the tea tree that might help you.
Okay. And tea tree just plain, I think, is too harsh. So that's why mixing it with something as healthy as you can get. And then I don't know if your skin is oily or normal or dry. Then you can base on what your base might be.
Okay.
I know
dry.
Peter doesn't like greasy stuff, so he's not going to put a lot of lotions on. So, but that's what helped my breakout. I had I always wore a high neck top, and I had a red chest probably for several months. And I kept out of the heat. The heat seemed to cause more. And then later I could do the heat. Then the heat made me feel better. And then as I got better, then no more heat. So don't assume you try something. And you got to listen and say, I think I'll stop that for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. So try that, but you got to use it for a little bit. You use what kind of coconut oil?
The one for the body is a fractionated coconut oil, pure coconut oil. You get at the Whole Foods store. Yeah. And
yeah.
I've been using it and then tea tree oil.
Did it do
anything? Yeah, so I've been getting rashes and hives like almost every day. So that's why I've been
doing it. Yeah, then maybe not the coconut oil. Maybe that's not for you. Maybe now try tea tree. You might have to learn about essential oils. Tea tree, peppermint, eucalyptus are all suggestions. And you have to test it. Is it better? Is it worse? And then sometimes just time helps. But using the lotion seemed to help me. But keeping it covered also seemed to help me.
Let me interject here that one of our mantras is that everybody's body is different. And that really truly is the case. We've had people who have had things that have helped them that have actually been detrimental to other people. So what I get from Nan is that she learned something that I learned very early on. We experiment with different things to see what best suits our body, and we test things very gently and separately so we can tell if it's positive or negative. If you mix too many things when you're trying to discover, it may be difficult to discover which one of those things is good or bad. So slow and steady. You're different than I am. You might be different than Peter, but you'll test different things. And for you, I know it's very difficult to read. I know you have family. I know, I think you also are working. I suggest for you that you listen to all the conference calls, starting with Children of Morgellons, and then the last one first, and work your way back. It'll be easier on you. And then when you find that you are able to read a little more, you'll put the voices together with the names. I would also use the search engine, Kelly, using as few words as possible. The more specific you are when you use the search engine, the less information comes up. And in this instance, less is better, because you don't need to read through 47 pages to get your answer. Do you have any more questions tonight, Kel?
No, that's it. Thank you very much, everybody.
Okay. Well, I want to say that this was the largest attended prayer meeting ever, and I want to thank you all for calling. And now I want to bring a little attention to something that's happened tonight that's never happened before, and that is one of my family members is here with us. So I'd like to ask my real younger brother, no slight intended, Pete, if he'd like to say anything to the group. Mark?
Hi. How's everybody?
Good, Mark.
Thank you for having me. God bless everybody. God bless Mel and everybody that works with Mel on a constant basis to take care of so many people's needs. And I wasn't expecting to say anything today, so forgive me for being a little short on words, but my brother Mel has an extremely special place in my heart, obviously. And let me just say he's my favorite brother. We have a few. And Mel has always been, since the time I'm 55 now, since the time I was a little boy, Mel extended nothing but kindness to me and love. And it's my honor to be here. And I am so appreciative for all of the people that are feeling results and getting positive benefits from the protocol and the interaction with the community. And those that are newer to the community, I wish you the same. And my love goes to Mel and to everybody on this conference call, and God bless everyone.
God bless you, Mark. Thank you for coming.
It is indeed my honor and my privilege and my pleasure.
Thank you, Brother Mark. No, I'm very happy that you're my brother. And you'll have to meet our adopted brother Peter one day, who, like all younger brothers, is just a pain in the butt.
Younger brothers are pain in the butt.
John, you were distracted for a moment, Vanessa was wondering, she had a group of questions for you, but she preferred, and I think she's emotional tonight because this is, you know, her first interaction with the group other than her post on the website. She wanted to know if I gave you her information, if you could give her a call in a day or so and answer those questions with her.
Oh, I'd love to. Welcome, Vanessa.
Thank you, John.
All right. I think that can't do much more damage tonight. I'm so grateful that you all showed up. I'm so grateful to Peter, to John, to Daisy, and I'm grateful to God. Good night, and God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
God bless you.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
God bless you.
Good night, everybody.